Well, Guilty Movie Pleasure fans, we started 2020 with a movie, Cats!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Guilty Movie Pleasure.
Because Jellicles can, and Jellicles do.
I'm not going to do this.
Jellicles do, Jellicles can. You're fantastical cats. I'm a dentistal cat. I'm a doctoral cat.
I'm not participating in this.
I'm electrical cat.
You're electrical cat?
Every single cat rhymes with cool. I
did you write Cats? What the hell is going on right now?
Oh, man, we are back. We are back, starting a new year, a new decade, watching the largest misguided dumpster fire of a movie I have ever seen in my life on the big screen. Holy hell. Jesse, myself, well, first off, I can't even focus.
This is not going to be a linear show.
Hey, if you haven't been here before, this is Guilty Movie Pleasures, where sometimes we talk about movies that are guilty but amazing. Sometimes we talk about movies that are guilty pleasures, and then other times they're just guilty and terrible. It'll be hard for you to guess what we thought about this movie until the very end. But I'm your host, Ben Begley, and with me as always,
Jesse McIntosh.
Yes, yes, yes. And Ryan's in the booth. Oh, we got a
video?
Booth cam now?
We got a booth cam. Ryan in the booth here. This was a heck of a... This is a 2020 installment.
This is your fault. You're the one who suggested this.
This is my fault.
You've seen it... Well, technically, you didn't get all the way through it because you had to come work here.
That's right.
But you've seen it 1 2/3 of a time already.
I saw it 1.5 times, and I can confirm it is an experience unlike any other... I think when I saw it with one of my best friends from high school, and I was immediately like, you have to do this.
Say that. We did get that text, and we were skeptical. But information kept coming out about it.
We actually have footage of y'all right before you started the film.
So we're here to see Cats.
There are so many people here.
We thought there were going to be two people.
Like maybe 8 people, and it's like almost so.
Our seats are next to a kid.
I'm voting to move, but Jesse's adamant we stay.
No.
It's basically sold out.
There are people in costume.
I wish.
Are there?
Yeah, we have to interview them after. Okay. I'm very intrigued to see the audience reaction because I'm both afraid and excited and think it's going to be terrible, but I'm hoping it's so terrible it's entertaining.
This is the most nervous I've ever been walking into a movie.
Here we go.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate. So that was us before.
Was so long ago. It's 4 hours of real lifetime, but like years and years have passed.
You filmed me during the movie, didn't you, Ryan?
I filmed you a few times during the movie. I mean, we'll get into it.
Okay, you just tell us when you want to cue it up.
Definitely.
So, right off the bat, before we get into the plot, as loosely as you can possibly use that term, this movie makes Six Underground look like it has the most intricate, well-thought-out plot on the planet, because that was our last movie we did, where we said that movie made no sense.
Yes.
This movie... So, I've never seen the musical... The only thing I've seen is a parody production of this at my wife's old acting class. They did like a...
That sounds awesome.
It was really funny. They did like a showcase, but by parodying Cats and then doing real stuff in between. It was really funny, but I've never seen the musical. I just remember it being like it's the longest running Broadway show.
Yeah, we should give context. We should be fair to Cats.
Yeah.
Because Cats... The musical,
man, it made money.
Is extremely popular. It's like you said, the longest. It holds
but
the record.
We could never figure out if people.
We don't know if people like it,
or if it was just popular because it was popular.
If you like Cats, the musical,
yeah, please in the comments tell us
the show. Let us know
and tell us how it compares to the movie. Because I thought it was super weird and off-putting, and hilarious. Then I got to a point where I was, like, questioning my sanity during it.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to a point of, like, euphoria where I was laughing so hard. Because the audience, when Ian McKellen comes out, Our entire audience.
It was like a breaking point.
Our entire audience, yeah. I feel like at least half of them hit a brink of insanity together, and we couldn't contain our laughter anymore because it was just wild. And then you and I were talking how, like, at a certain point in Act 3, you're like, oh, a plot
Here
is
it comes.
Starting to develop.
There's a story.
And then they just go back to telling us what cats are.
This is, okay.
There's a moment. Fuck it. I'm sorry. I'm going to swear today. I don't care. It's going to be R-rated. Who cares? Because there's a moment at the end. I can say one swear word, right? Yeah, it's like PG-13. There's a moment at the end where we thought we were getting a character development or some sort of arc to the
Something
story.
Something happened. Something finally happened.
Yeah, and then Judi Dench just turns to the camera and starts singing again what cats are.
She's just describing cats.
And the main point of her song goes, cats are not dogs, and they all look and repeat it to camera. I thought I had gone insane.
At no point in the movie were they like, I know a lot of people confuse cats and dogs. Like,
we've
that's
never seen.
Main, like, there are no dogs in the movie.
There's
we
one
hear
off camera.
One once, but no one is like, damn, are you a dog or are you a cat? No one gets that confused.
Because
and for her to just, in the middle of something happening, just turn to camera and be like, hey, so you guys know, cats are not dogs. Was so disorienting and so...
Especially like an hour and 45 minutes into it. It's like, man, I thought I was watching a movie called Dogs the entire time.
We also like, thought it the movie was done.
I thought it was done four times.
I thought it was done and then another song starts and we're like, all right, so maybe something else is going on here. Because we should...
And then that song ends and I'm like, now we're done.
Now we're done.
And then it's like, nope.
We've learned that cats aren't dogs.
It felt like a four-hour movie.
And then
and it's like an hour and 49 minutes.
Something else happened. And by happened, I don't mean something happened. I mean they started singing again. Just nonsensical. Okay.
Let's do
this. Here's what we should say.
Let's do this.
Generally, what's going on in Cats is...
And let's do the plot.
Should we just do the plot?
Let's see how long it takes. Put up the 3-minute thing, and I guarantee.
Pull it up. Sorry.
I guarantee you it won't take 3 minutes. This is going to be maddening because it was.
We're just going to be describing character introductions. That is the plot.
I mean, this whole movie is basically. We'll get into it.
They should have. Do you think before, since you're still working on that, do you think that they should have done a better job communicating to the general public who had never seen the musical Cats? That nothing happens in Cats? Because I feel like if they had just told us...
I was hinted at this by reviews, but also by Idris Elba when he was being interviewed about it back when Hobbs and Shaw came out. I forget who it was, but they asked him what the plot of Cats was, and he was like, I don't know, does anybody know? And he turned to the audience asking if anyone in the audience knew.
Okay, but that's just sort of like quirky and maybe cute. Like, it's
a
musical. It's a musical, so like, there's usually not a ton of, like, it's more about the music and the dancing.
But there's
literally no plot to this.
Let's get into it and find out.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Three.
Oh,
two,
God.
One.
So the beginning of the movie starts off with some jerk in a truck pulling up with what seems like a dead body in a pillowcase at first. And he chucks it, and there's all these cats popping out of things, and the scale is really confusing because they're, like, at some points, like, crawling out of toasters, but then at other points, they're, like, the size of a kitchen table. I have no idea what Micro Machines universe these cats live in, but anyways, there's a cat. They're all like, hey, we don't know if we like this cat yet, and the cat comes out of the bag, and then they're all, like, I thought at first confronting her, but then they befriend her immediately, and they start singing, like, seemingly a 30-minute song about Jellicles. Which I looked up online and I still don't fully understand what it means.
Yeah, they're describing what a Jellicle cat is, which is a made up kind of cat.
But they never explain what it is.
They say like we're small and
we do what we do because we're Jellicles.
They do what they do. So that's the main thing, is that they do what they do.
And then the next hour and 20 minutes is
cats introducing themselves.
And then disappearing.
Right. So
or joining the chorus. So imagine like a giant chorus number that is the climax of a movie, but to get there, we have like 5 to 10 minute sequences where every person introduses themselves via song and then just joins the chorus.
So, because here's the thing.
And has no forward movement.
With Jellicle cats, I'm a Jellicle cat expert. Thank you. with Jellicle Cats, what they do is once a year, the Jellicle Cats all compete by singing a song
in like
about themselves.
So You Think You Can Dance number.
Yeah. So they describe themselves in song.
It's Jellicle's Got Talent, judged by Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench decides which cat goes up to the heavy side layer, which they don't tell us what it is. And they are reborn as a new Jellicle cat.
As the cat they wanted to be. They've always wanted to be.
As the cat they've always wanted to be. So that is what's going on.
And then Jennifer Hudson comes in and they're just shunning her and she's got a lot of snot.
Because Idris Elba is a bad magician cat.
Who likes to wear
He is
hats.
Competing. He's a Jellicle cat who's competing, but he's getting rid of the competition so that he can be the chosen Jellicle cat.
But not killing them as I thought he was doing.
No, one minute.
He's making them disappear and go on a boat.
Disappearing
and tying them up
a
with a chain with Ray Winston as Grumpy Cat.
Correct. So cats are introducing themselves as like, I want to be the Jellicle Cat.
There's annoying Rebel Wilson cat. There's charming yet still annoying James Corden.
Yeah. There's Jason Derulo.
Creepy cat.
Who's sexy as hell.
It's just down DTF cat.
Yeah.
There's...
Who else is there?
Dame Judi Dench cat, who looks like Lion-O if he aged into an old woman.
Yeah,
there's train conductor.
There's train conductor cat.
There's the two like troublemaker
there's
cats.
Thief cats. Which why are they stealing things?
I don't know.
You don't need currency in cat world.
I don't know. So anyway, all these cats disappeared. Dame Judi Dench.
There's Ian McKellen cat.
Yeah, he's the actor cat.
He's actually fantastic.
Dame Judi Dench disappears, and they bring her back. And
magically.
The
magically with Mr. Mephistopheles or
and
whatever.
Then Jennifer Hudson sings the big song and Dame Judi Dench is like, you're the cat.
Immediately. And everyone who's hated her the whole movie goes, yep, we agree. She's Bye. The cat.
Correct. So and she goes off. And then
Francesca's now a
And we
Jellicle.
Learn that cats aren't dogs.
Time's up.
That took surprisingly longer
than
I thought.
Did that do it?
We did it.
Time's up.
I think we can go home. Everyone who's... I was dying to see this, and I know that sounds crazy, but I was dying to see this movie from the first trailer because I knew it was going to be a train wreck. And then every negative review I read, first off, they were hysterical. Ryan, I don't know if you can look some of the...
Oh, I'll put one up
but
right now.
Some of them are so funny how they... Like, some are really lame, like, this movie deserves to be in the litter box. I'm so clever. But some are just like, we are witnessing the death of cinema.
Yeah,
I definitely think this movie could kill movie musicals for a while. It's like that bad.
It's a shame because movie musicals can be really good.
Yeah. It blows my mind that this dude made that Tom Hooper, right?
Yeah,
he made Les Miserables, The King's Speech. He's a fantastic director. It's A-list talent. The singing and dancing isn't bad. Like the dancing and stuff.
For the most part.
Some of the singing gets a little rough.
Some of the singing, Judi Dench is not great. Idris Elba, not great.
I love Idris Elba, too, but he's not that great in this.
Not that great. Not a song and dance man, no. I found out by watching Cats. The singing is, I would say average,
fine.
I guess. Dancing, like, there are some cool dance numbers.
The weirdest thing, though, is there's moments where it looks like there's moments where the CGI looks decent, and then there's other moments where it looks like disembodied faces pasted on, like, when you send a Christmas card, mm-hmm. and your head is attached to an elf, and it's like, like you do at Walgreens or something, like, it looked like that, where it's just, like, these weird bodies, and I was so distracted by the cats... having human form and walking upright, but still having mannerisms of cats. And then, like, when Jennifer Hudson got depressed and walked on her knees away, it just looked like she was crawling on her hands and knees, not like a cat.
Because she was.
There was no we talked about this, how there was no physical uniformity with how cats
move.
It
seemed like they did not get together and be like, how do you guys think
cats
move?
This is my interpretation of a cat.
Yeah.
And this is mine.
And then some of them were wearing shoes.
Some had gloves, I think.
Some had gloves.
It's weird how when they had collars, I accepted it. But when Idris Elba came out with no collar and no clothes, I was just like, Idris Elba's naked.
Right.
And it was so distracting, even though he wasn't.
No, he was wearing a cat suit.
Because the collar,
mm-hmm.
it made me think they had clothes on.
Sure.
And somehow it was so off-putting to me. I was like, there's no collar!
It was very weird. He had, like, heavy clothing on the whole time. And then when he didn't, it was alarming.
It's also alarming how many the graduate-style crotch shots we get in this movie. Jason Derulo's entire sequence is basically, like, he rolls up and every single female cat is like, DTF.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like the song where everybody's down to F. I already said it once, so it's only PG-13. If I say it twice, it becomes R.
I got Justin Chang from the LA Times reviews here. I actually just pulled a bunch of adjectives he used
because
they're very creative throughout his entire review.
Yes, please.
The first one is disturbingly humanoid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oddly sexual.
Totally.
Mm. I mean, I definitely buy that one as well. Eerily hairy.
Yep.
I take offense to that.
Blurry visuals.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, there's one point where the camera panned around to all of them doing what I assumed were these amazing dance moves in the main Jellicle thing. And I was like, I can't see anything. It's super blurry.
Can't see a thing.
I don't know if the projector was darker, but the movie seemed pretty dark.
I don't think we can need to blame the projector.
Just the movie.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This movie is... I don't regret seeing it because it was fascinating to watch something go so wrong.
I have one more. Hold on.
Yes, please.
Nightmarish anatomy lesson. Flat, undifferentiated crotches. These are all just... Check out Justin Chang's review.
It's so good. Let's just take it from the beginning.
Okay.
So first and foremost... there's all these cats that the minute they come out and start singing, I started cracking up. I couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just look so weird. It looks weird. In fact, let's just play the trailer and do a commentary real quick if you can. If you can pull up the trailer.
I'll pull it up right now.
Yeah. So, and then we're introduced to Francesca's character. What's her name in it?
I don't think she has a name.
Veronica?
Oh, that's right.
Veronica. Yeah,
but then we don't get her, like, cat name. We learn that cats have names, but then they also have cat names.
Three names.
Like, here's the thing. People complain about... This is going to be a weird comparison, but people complain about Rise of Skywalker starting in just... I won't spoil anything. Starting in just action until, like, halfway through. But at least there's been a setup to said action. This, they throw you in and just sing, take a breath, sing. And there's never a point where you're like, oh, I get it now. This is what's so frustrating. There's nothing to get.
So are we seeing...
We can't really play the audio, but...
Okay. That's okay. No, that's
so
okay.
You can see that one night a year, or every 10 years or whatever. I think it's every year.
Cats run upright.
So look, now...
they run to a gate.
Now they're like... You think from the trailer, oh, she has a love
Could
story
be a romance.
With Mephistopheles or whatever, or the other dude... There's what world do they live in where there's a milk bar?
So yes, this is
cat saucers.
A question that I have that we'll get into after the trailer.
Why are they also shitty to Jennifer Hudson?
How could she open that door without reaching the knob?
Why are they? Look at that. Cats take up an entire recliner seat. They're not like, they're mini cats.
So they could be kittens. We don't know. They could be kittens. But
if they're kittens, why do they need to be reborn? Like that some of the ballet stuff is gorgeous because the actress is a ballet dancer. She's great. James Corden, his stuff is so weird and it's all about him just eating trash. Jason Derulo, that's so creepy. Yep, there you go. And Jennifer Hudson, somebody get her a tissue. She cries so much that she has all the snot from her nose, and there's an entire scene where there's just snot dripping. Yep, Rebel Wilson. If you've ever thought Rebel Wilson was annoying, boy, oh boy, does this movie not help that case.
Rebel Wilson genuinely feels like she was not present for everyone else's parts. Like, she has a totally different vibe than everybody else in the movie.
Yeah. And I actually, I like her in some things. There's some beautiful moments in this movie. That's the crazy thing. There are actually some genuinely, like, there's some cool stuff in, God, I'm really trying here. There's some cool stuff in the moments of Ian McKellen's song, where, like, he's talking about old shows versus new ones, and art, and how, and but then you're also watching him critique art while you're watching the worst piece of art you've seen in a very long
time. It's definitely
time.
A strange contradiction.
So it's strange. And Judi Dench looked almost so realistic, it was frightening to me at points.
Well, what I had a question before we went into
you Ryan. Just saw the entire movie, by the way, in the trailers.
Well, yeah, again, nothing happens.
But just watch the trailer like four times. Because
there was a new version of this movie with fixed CGI, right?
That's right.
Did and you see the one
so
before?
We were trying to figure this out because you were saying that the version you saw mm-hmm. had Judi Dench had a wedding ring on.
Yes, Judi Dench's wedding hand is human in the version I saw, and her wedding ring was present the entire film. Now, she's not in the majority of the movie, but it was obvious. Like, every time she brought her paws up, they weren't paws. They were human hands. And there was one scene where I even pointed to Jesse, and I was like, "That see? Wedding
ring.
Yeah,
you, like, erupted when Judi Dench came on screen, and you were like, wedding ring. So it seems like they didn't fix it, or we didn't get a fix version of it.
They sent out a new cut of this film because the visual effects were not done, and people were noticing. There were a few scenes even where I think the feet were still shoes.
So some of them had shoes on.
So please tell me we saw the unfixed.
Did we see the unfixed version?
I think a little bit of it was fixed, but the thing is, they just didn't get it all. Like, it still didn't look great.
That was the point of fixing it, was to get it all.
This movie, you can't, though. Like, there's moments like where I'm like, oh, they're on a practical set. Like when they're jumping on the bed.
Uh-huh.
That looked really cool to me.
I think a lot of it was practical, actually. I think they built enormous stuff for them to.
Well, because there's moments where it looks really cool. The sets look kind of neat because, but then even if it is practical, your brain can't tell if it is most of the time because they look so weird CG. The CGI of them looks so strange that even if it's a real background, they're so strange on it.
The scale's out the window.
Or when they're coming down the steps, it literally looked like they were walking on a treadmill and this thing was just going behind them.
Yeah.
And then there's the moment where they're on the railroad track.
Yeah, we talked about this after. There's one track, one piece of wood, and three cats fit on it.
Which doesn't make any sense.
There's no world in which that would exist.
There's never a human in this. So, for scale, in the beginning, there is the guy in the truck. You're right.
This is what I wanted to ask about, is that we never see a human. Except for the beginning, when the truck driver. Right. What world are we living? Are we meant to, cars. Are we meant to believe that cats run this whole town? Because there are cat establishments, the milk bar. But humans would not go there. That's for a cat.
Maybe they're
is this Cat City, or are there other beings? Because there is a human, and we hear a dog, and we see mice. So there are other living beings, but they don't have small businesses. Only the cats do.
It's so weird.
I would just.
I feel like we're getting so angry. Okay, so let's get through this.
Yeah, okay.
So they introduce Veronica, Francesca Hayward's character. Mm-hmm. I always found her to be fairly emotionally connected. I thought her singing was pretty decent.
She was good.
Her dancing was. I was always pulled in by her. I thought she did great. I don't think the acting is the issue. The issue is that maybe the original Broadway play had more to it, but it's such a short. It's only an hour and 49 minutes. So if there's more plot to be seen. Why didn't they put that in? You know what I mean? Why would they cut things? Oh, are you showing this to the audience? My reaction, Ryan?
Yeah, this is just... Oh, yeah, the lead audience.
Let me know. Yeah.
I who's got the smartest of cats.
We were going insane. For some reason, we all just started cracking up. Even though Ian McKellen's one of the best parts of the movie. Because he's the most invested, but it's just
insane to see him in this movie.
Because he's committing. He's rubbing his head on the post and being full on
and he hisses. Yeah,
yeah. He's great.
It's strange.
I encourage people, if you have AMC A-List or something where you don't have to pay this, to go with your friends and just, because you'll never witness anything like this again. It's crazy.
So okay,
I don't hate this movie. I am fascinated by it because this cost $100 million to make.
Yes.
And there are so many people in it that put so much hard work into it for it to be such a shit show. The visual effects artists are probably very good at their jobs, but this is an insurmountable task in the amount of time they were given and just such a... I don't understand.
But, okay. Here's what I want to say about it.
Yeah.
After we've talked about it for 20 minutes.
Here's what I want to say.
Is there one thing that you knew about cats walking into this movie? What would you say it was?
I thought I just knew the musical was ridiculous.
Okay.
Or not good.
A lot of people know the song Memories,
right? Yeah, yeah.
That's the main thing that people know about this movie or this show, this play, other than the fact that cats are in the audience, I think, in the play.
And they dry hump you in the audience or something.
Yeah. But the song Memories and the song that Taylor Swift wrote for this movie stood out so much because Memories is about actual pain and an actual like human emotion and arc that this character is on. And the Taylor Swift song is about Francesca Hayward's cat having like actual feelings.
Oh, is that
like,
her actual song? Francesca Hayward's song was Taylor Swift original?
Yeah.
That was a great song. I actually really liked it.
It stood out to you, right?
Yeah.
Because it was actually about someone feeling something.
What did it say? It said something like Memories.
Beautiful Ghost.
Beautiful Ghost. Beautiful All ghost. Your laughter is with those beautiful ghosts.
Right.
I thought that was a beautiful moment. Like, yes. I was, and at that point, when she was singing to Jennifer Hudson, I had hope. I was like, oh my God.
Here we go.
And then when Judi Dench was first introduced, I was like, okay, she looks like old woman Lion-O, but Judi Dench is here. Ian McKellen's here. I'm getting hope. There's some emotion going on. We're getting somewhere. And then it's just back to crazy chaos that has no point.
Right, right. But the things that stood out, those two songs stand out in a huge way because they're about actual things that actual people can connect to and like the very slightest semblance of a story.
Because the rest of it, so let's go back to the beginning. Francesca Hayward is introduced. And at first, I couldn't tell if the cats wanted to bone her. I didn't know if they all wanted to bang in some kind of orgy. I didn't know if they hated her.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the whole movie is just supposed to be aloof like cats are.
Well, did you understand in that moment that cats are not dogs?
I did understand that.
They did not tell us that till the end.
They didn't tell us that till the end, but I saw that coming. So I didn't understand. Yes. It looked like they were trying to size her up and like, are you going to be competition?
Right.
I also don't understand why... This is so frustrating. So they all dance, and then the one second lead dude, Grumble Dumble, we're just going to call him Grinkle Dingle Fink because I don't know what any other names are, but like the one who seems like.
Are you
like
talking about his real name or his cat name?
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's. So we're introduced, and they're all like, Jellicles can, and they tell her what Jellicles are without really ever telling us what Jellicles are.
And what she is.
What she is.
We don't know what she is.
Is she a Jellicle?
No.
But then if Jellicle's a made up thing for cats that are scruffy and small, can't anybody be a Jellicle?
It's not it's not a made-up thing for cats. It's a kind of cat that Ryan. Is made up for cats. Jesus.
It's a made-up
thing. The chat is loving y'all right now. William Lowry said, I think cats broke Jesse. I tend to agree with him.
Listen, William, I've been broken for a very long time.
We got Cat Yellow Ranger in the chat saying Jason Derulo as Rum Tum Tugler was a little questionable.
Their names are a little... Kind. Rum Tum Tugler sounds like the porn parody version of cats where it's like, hey, I'm Rum Tum Tugler here. Yeah. Want to tug on this cat? It's like, come on, I want to tug on my cat tail. It's ridiculous.
It's yeah. Oh, it's unsettling. Please. Unsettling.
Is anybody in the chat fans of the musical?
That's not apparent. Some people are just really happy you guys are talking about it.
I can't even. I'm going to.
William Lowry, I think the director of Cassie's an intervention. I mean, yeah, Tom Hooper. Well, it was an interesting tidbit.
Bumble Arena.
About the visual effects here, I just found out last weekend was that. So, you know, have you ever watched like Andy Serkis doing like the Planet of the Apes movies?
Yeah, sure. It's motion capture.
They have these little ping pong balls all around their body. Apparently, Tom Hooper requested them to not wear those or use those for filming this because he said it would take away from their acting. So if you could imagine a visual effects artist kind of freeballing it.
Oh my God, that's why it's
Are
so...
Are you serious?
That's why it's weird and so disorienting because the tracking makes no sense. There are moments where they're talking and the ears are trying to flutter, but instead it just made their head look like lava. Like it was like... It was so strange. They were made of slime at some point.
Yeah, their bodies move in ways that...
Like Nickelodeon Gack.
That bodies don't
Remember
move.
Gack?
Of course I do.
How dare you ask if I remember
Jesus
Gack?
Jesus Christ.
I'd like to do an addendum here.
Yeah.
That Monkus Strap... is the cat I was talking about, who then I thought was seducing Francesca's character.
Yeah.
Because they have that beautiful dance number where he's like, hey, what's your real cat name? This is your name. Cats have three names. If you put a bottle of nitrous, if you put a bottle of acid over my head and said, tell me what three names a cat has, I'd be like, well, I'm dead. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The one you're given, the one you choose and the one deep down you dance and become?
That would be a wild villain to be like, I have
acid over your
I have acid over your head and I'm going to let it go unless you tell me
what
the three names that a cat has.
Cat has based solely on the factually correct film Cats.
I really, to be honest, I only caught two of them. The name that you're given and the name that you feel.
Oh, I mean, like...
I don't know. I paraphrasing.
I get it. The name they feel because they're forced to be Veronica, you know?
Right. Yes.
But she feels like, I don't think we ever find out. She's
not
angelical.
She can't be Rum Tum Tugger because that is taken.
There's Demeter. There's Bustopher Jones.
I like that one.
Rumpelteazer. I actually like the
Rumpelteazer.
Rumpelteazer. All of these sound. Okay. Skimbleshanks. Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry.
Jenny Anydots. Mr. Mistopheles. McCavity. Like, all of these sound like. They sound like two things. Some of them sound like porn parody names of these characters. Like Skimbleshanks and Rum Tum Tuggler, but then others sound like just like Andrew Lloyd Webber or T.S. Eliot were looking to their kids like, hey, what's a cute cat name? And they're like, Bustopher Jones, Daddy, Rumpelteazer. And he's like, no, I'm going to save Rumpelteazer for the porn parody version because Rumpelteazer sounds like, all right.
That's borderline.
Coming to the stage, we got Rumpelteazer.
They should.
She'll tease your rumble.
Should they do that?
I'm sure it exists.
Should they do a version where they dance on a.
Hey, here's the thing.
For an audience to go up to the heavy side? Is that what it's called?
I think that's what they do.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So this movie, I tweeted this out that this feels like softcore for furries, like Cinemax softcore, because it's weirdly sexual. There's moments where you're like, damn, that cat's kind of hot. You're like, Taylor Swift comes in, you're like, hey, Taylor Swift makes a cute cat. And then you're like, what? Or like Francesca Hayward's beautiful in this movie. But it's also like so unnervingly weird too. So like there's moments that are gorgeous, but for every moment that's gorgeous in this movie, there's like 400 that are nightmare fuel.
Yeah, I can see like the bones of this idea.
Yeah.
And him being like, I have a great idea how to put this on film because a lot of it looks very cool. And then, like you said, it's just sort of like bulldozed by all the pitfalls that they hit.
If you took still frames from moments of this, it would make a great like book to read your kids.
Yeah,
but like
it's a huge book.
Seeing it,
Jesus Christ!
I read books like this to my child. DC. They're made out of stone tablets too.
That's heavy. That's
so. Oh my God! We haven't even gotten anywhere. So. Monster Snatch or whatever his name was.
Yep, that's it.
Monster Snatch.
That's his third name.
No, I was close. Munko Strap. I thought he was going to be the romantic lead, and then she starts like flirting with Mr. Mistopheles, and I'm like, yo, bro, come on, dude, back
magical
up off.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles. I'm like, I get that you're a magician, dude, but that's kind of unfair, because like most dudes can't hack with the magic, so like Munko Strap had first dance, you know? And he's like telling her what her name she feels. Then we're immediately introduced to Rebel Wilson's character, which was Dinkelstein. I don't know, Jenny Anydots. And her number's awful. There's so much weirdness. When she sang to her own tail and pulled it through her legs, and there was a profile shot of that, it was so disturbing and weird for some reason to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because it looks like she's singing into a dick.
Okay.
That's the direction
like,
that
it looks,
a dick would come.
There's so many phallic symbols in it. There's so many open leg shots where at one point she was like scratching her inner thigh and like rolling over. And it's just like all these like bad pratfalls and so weird. They introduce mice that are like this big to the cats, which are like the cats are like the size of like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And the mice are like the size of a cockroach. But then they introduce cockroaches that are the same size as the mice.
Yep.
And she even says it's fun for entertainment and a midnight snack. And then all the mice we see are children singing. So they insinuate eating children in this movie.
Sure.
After she's grabbed her crotch in front of a PG-rated audience where you assume children are, which they were.
They were.
That kid was so restless near us for good reason.
Yeah.
That kid was just crawling out of his skin.
He got up in the middle and sat on his mom's lap.
Mm-hmm. The woman.
And then I assume that was his mom.
No.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, and then he got off later and I think tried to lay down across two seats.
He was so bored.
He was, yeah. And then when people started laughing, he started laughing, yeah. Which I was like, oh no, we've corrupted this kid.
The best was there was this older woman who got up.
She
got up, she moved past everybody, then turned back. She turned back to the audience and whispered to her friends, "I just gotta pee." And all of us heard it and we're like, okay.
We know.
Do people still have to say that when they get up in a movie? I don't need to turn to you and be like, "Hey Jesse, I gotta pee."
Well, I think it was like, "Are you heading out? Are you tapping out?" I think that was why she asked. Like, "Are you done with the?"
That's so funny.
We just had a conversation in the booth. What's a little disturbing about the Rebel Wilson scene?
A little? That scene's horrifying.
What's really disturbing when she sings to her tail is she rips off her skin after that.
So weird.
She does it twice in the movie.
Her tail might. Was that just not her tail?
She rips off her skin and has like bedazzled purple booty shorts on underneath and like a purple jean top.
But do you not understand that that's what Jellicle cats are, Ben?
That's what they are. Because, well, then there's, we haven't even gotten into the fact that both Idris Elba, which I understand because he's a villain, wears a fur coat.
Yeah.
But then Dame Judi Dench comes in with a full-on fur coat that looks like she murdered like 8 cats.
Cowardly Lion.
She looks like the Cowardly Lion. I thought Ian McKellen looked like the Cowardly Lion. There was actually a moment where he's like, and I thought he was channeling that.
Do we think that she is, I mean, she's sending them to the Heaviside Lair, but is she actually killing these cats to make a coat?
Was Sausage Party like the unofficial sequel to Cats, where cats think they're going to heaven, but instead they're getting skinned and then fur, or the fur is
but
added
not
to her
heaven.
Coat?
It wasn't heaven.
No, the heavy
it's
side
the heavy side layer,
which is a place where they clone them, murder them, give the fur,
give
to,
the
Judi
fur
Dench,
to Judi Dench,
and then bring back,
send them back down to Earth to this weird cat community.
Wait, this is how Hairless Cats came about. This whole movie is an origin, like the Rise of the Planet Apes trilogy.
Uh-huh.
This is for Hairless Cats. We didn't stay for the post-credit scene where they come back skinned. She's now wearing a new fur coat and hairless cats are wandering around the alley.
But here's the problem with that. Hairless cats are Siamese cats, not Jellicle cats.
Well, there goes my whole theory.
So back to the drawing
board. You blew that
board,
up in my face.
Begley.
So Rebel Wilson's introduced. Then right after Rebel Wilson is...
It's Jason Derulo's.
Jason Derulo's cat, which literally, it seems like every cat is in heat in this moment. And they are just... At a certain point, I was nervous for the parents next to us because I was like, "These cats gonna
except
right now."
Except then, she didn't. Rebel Wilson make a joke about Jason Derulo that he'd just been
neutered.
Snipped?
Yeah, she was like, "Has he been neutered?" Because
he's hitting them high notes.
He's hitting them high notes, and then she like really makes sure that we understand what neutered means, and goes like, "Snip, snip," and you're like, "Oh Jesus." Then we meet.
But who would have done it? Unclear. There are no humans.
There are no humans except the guy that drops him off in this alley that's run by cats.
Yep.
Then there's Rum Tum Tuggler is Jason Derulo. His singing and dancing is pretty cool, though.
It was, yeah. The dancing,
he was great.
The dancing with Jason Derulo is
that
cool.
Stuff you could tell was by the Hamilton choreographer because it was super modern and cool looking.
Yeah.
And then we're introduced
to. I
think
James Corden comes next, if I'm remembering.
No, I thought it was the Thief Cats. She almost gets taken away with the thief cats, remember? And that's
Does that
it.
Come first?
That's kind of a decent scene where they're like jumping off the bed and they're like, but then again, I'm like, why are cats stealing shit? Like, what do they need this for? They're not going to barter for pearls. I know cats supposedly like shiny things.
Yeah.
Guess that's why.
I don't know.
They almost get attacked by a dog that we never see.
Right.
I just imagine the dog being like this big and the cats being
Had
like this.
Been. Had to have been.
And then James Corden.
Yep. Who's a fat cat.
And they just really, the whole thing is just him talking about how he loves overeating
God,
garbage.
God, they fat shame the hell out of this cat.
And then there's
this
a
poor cat.
There's a moment where he's like chugging water and he's like,
that was waterboarding.
Totally waterboarder. And he's like going like, and every time he keeps singing in between it, but when he shuts his mouth, the water keeps pouring, but none of it spills anywhere.
Yeah.
So like, it just made no sense visually to
me.
Well,
because Jellicle cats absorb water, Ben.
Okay.
God.
So we're introduced.
This with an amateur right now.
So we're doing this. So James Corden, he then is tempted by Maleficent, what's his name?
I think that's Angelina Jolie.
McCavity. He's tempted by Idris Elba to jump into a bowl full of garbage food, which, by the way, when he dumps over, and James Corden dumps over all the garbage and all the cats start eating it, I get that there's alley cats and that's what they do, but it was super disgusting. It was just like, they're eating like turkey legs and like just garbage.
Yes.
And they hand Francesca Hayward like this giant bone and she's just like, and it's just weird. Then he jumps into a big pot of stuff and disappears, McCavity is able. I know he's a magic villain.
Yeah.
We never explain why him and Mr. Mephistopheles have magical powers and no one else does.
Right. And if he's magic, why doesn't he just go up to the Heaviside
layer? Why can't he do that? Yeah. At the end, he tries and can't.
He tries to physically, like...
Oh, God. We'll get to that.
Catch a ride.
So, there's also points where the cats, like, soar through the air like they're flying a lot.
Yeah.
Which, I know cats, like, typically land on their feet, but I've never seen a cat fly like a winged squirrel.
We don't know. We never learned. Are cats winged squirrels?
They're not dogs.
I know they're not dogs.
Okay, I know they're not dogs.
But I don't know about winged squirrels.
So then God, Rumpel Dingle Dump. Buster for Jones disappears. Then we're introduced to Jennifer Hudson. I think has already come out once.
Come out once, and they shoot her away
because she crawls away after snot crying. And then Francesca Hayward has that beautiful song where she's like, "We only have the goat. What is
the
it?
Beautiful ghost?
The beautiful ghost, which is a gorgeous number.
Yeah.
And then we're introduced to Dame Judi Dench shows up, and then basically what transpires is about a 3-minute condensed version of an entire season of So You Think You Can Dance and The Voice mixed into one, where they're doing like a dance off for one judge. So there's not even like a panel of Jellicles that vote.
No,
it's just Old Deuteronomy, which I guess people were freaking out because Old Deuteronomy is normally a dude and Dame Judi Dench is playing.
Yep.
If that's the hill you want to die on over this movie,
yeah,
man, you need to reevaluate your life choices.
Get a life.
I mean, like, there's so many more problems with this movie.
Go ahead and bury that issue.
Then, they changed a fictional character that's a cat from a fictional kind of cat into a man, into a woman instead of a man.
What do you think the crossover is between all female reboots are ruining my childhood and Cats fans? Like, how many of those people are there?
There's one misogynistic cat fan that's just like, who's like, listen, man.
Old Deuteronomy's a dude.
Listen. First Ghostbusters, now Old Deuteronomy? It's like, come on. So,
Cash Russell Crowe, you cowards.
So then she judges everybody. And I thought then McCavity comes, but there's this weird scene where Taylor Swift comes in and sings, and it's kind of sexy, and then I don't know how to feel about it. And they're spreading catnip everywhere, which I don't know what it does to them. I thought it was going to make them horny, because it seems like they're all just going to start banging in this moment, but instead it just makes them, like, under her spell, which I get catnip is supposedly, like, enticing to I don't know cats very well, but literal or metaphysical cats.
Yeah.
But the catnip does seemingly nothing, but also everything to them.
I think it, like, in real life has the opposite effect. It makes them go crazy. Like, it's like cocaine, kind of. Like,
sure. They don't.
But they are very chill.
Yeah. It's like a quaalude catnip.
Yeah.
And so maybe they were excited thinking it was cocaine catnip, and it's quaalude catnip instead. They get all sedated.
Buy your catnip from cats you know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Don't buy from strange, non-jellical cats. So then McCavity comes in, and he's like, you better choose me to go to heaven. And Dame Judi Dench is like, never. And he makes her disappear. And then we haven't even talked about Ray Winston's grumpy cat or whatever.
Nope,
and
sure
he's
haven't.
The worst part of the movie. And Ray Winston's a fantastic actor. Should never sing again.
Yeah.
And should never be in cat makeup.
Sure.
They make her walk the plank for seemingly 30 minutes because then they go back and Mr. Mephistopheles sings this giant number where he's trying to gather the courage to or the ability to do magic.
And this number really fired...
Do we have
fired...
any more time, Ryan, or no?
We gotta start wrapping up pretty soon.
Okay.
This number really fired up the audience.
Yeah.
They were
This song's a banger. I mean, this song's great.
There were these two dudes in front of us that were like...
They were like doing this.
Mr. Mephistopheles can. And I was just like, yeah, this is what I wanted the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then they save her.
I gotta be honest. I played that song 3 times on the ride back to the studio.
I mean, you should. Then memories happens, more snot. And Dame Judi Dench goes, you. And then everybody goes, wait, but she was a traitor and went with McCavity for a while. I guess that's why they don't like her.
I guess we never saw it, but yeah, I guess.
And she goes up to Cat Heaven, and McCavity tries to hitch a ride and falls, and then he's stuck on a statue forever. And then we learn the most important lesson of the movie, Jesse.
Cats are not dogs.
And then the movie continues, and Francesca Hayward is told she's now a Jellicle.
Yeah.
Which I still don't... I looked up three times on my phone. I still don't know what Jellicle means.
The Jellicle... They're Jellicle cats, Ben.
You can't answer what something is by saying the name of it again.
It's a Jellicle cat. I don't know how else to explain this to you. It's a Jellicle cat. It's a kind of cat, and it's little, and it's for the movie. Every year, one of them goes up.
Goes to Cat Heaven.
And then they come back down. It's a Jellicle cat.
Okay, perfect.
I do have a question, because we do have to wrap up. And I asked you this after the movie. Cats hate water. Why did the cat have a boat?
Because they hate water and they don't want to get in
it. But why did they get near the water? There's plenty of city.
So, Jesse, real quick, I know we have to wrap now.
Yes.
So give me your three stages watching this movie, your three stages from beginning to end.
Very confused, number one. Acceptance, I guess this is the movie. And then I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go hope, because I was like, oh, here comes a plot, and then disappointment.
I thought confusion and just, like, shock was the first emotion.
Yep.
Then it was despair and feeling like I was going insane. Mm-hmm. And then it was just giving over to the hilarity. And by the last third, I was just like, I don't even... What is happening anymore? And it was a euphoric experience, but also tested the limits of my abilities to stay sane during a movie.
I will say in the middle, I was like, I love these dogs. And then at the end, found out, not dogs.
They're not dogs.
I screwed it up.
Ryan, I know. Do you have any last thoughts, or do we got to wrap up?
Man, I think this is going to become a cult favorite. I think it already has. Already screenings around L.A. about how people are just, like, going in and clapping and are singing songs, saying meow. I mean, this thing is really picking up some steam, which I didn't expect. But, I just don't know how this happened. I think every creative decision was a mistake.
Yeah, I can say for certain that I'm not going to see this movie again.
I can say...
I can't say that for certain for me.
I can't. Wow. And no promises.
You guys are insane.
That's all the time we have today talking about cats. We would love to continue the conversation on Twitter. So tweet at us. Jesse, where can they tweet at you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Too Much Jesse, and for sketch at The Prom Losers.
You can find me at The Ben Begley on Twitter and Instagram. And now I have at Real Parent Reviews, REEL. I like movie reel. My wife and I are going to start putting some parent movie reviews up there and fun stuff. But yeah, continue the conversation. Let us know what you thought of Cats. If you've seen the musical, how it compares. If this is your favorite movie of all time. Let's keep the dialogue going, because I want to talk about this for at least another few days. Until next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.